with the Rover app. You can hear all about Thane's dodgy deals non-stop with Thane and Dunk 24/7. Rover, Channel 51. Download now. R-O-V-A.
The Rock.
Charity. Charity. Money. Stick it in my bank. Donate it to Team Rock. Stick it in my bank. Come on.
Well done. That's real good.
Woo! I made that myself.
Yeah. Can't tell.
I know.
Wow. Wow.
Here it is. Brand new intro for you. How are we, boys?
Really good, mate. And you?
Very good, actually, especially looking at our old Team Rock page, shaferacure.co.nz/Team Rock. Was it $500 in there now?
Oh, you beauty.
75 yesterday, 500 today. Well done.
How good is that, eh? How good. And I'll tell you what, there's been a lot of people signing up, and so they should, because don't forget, the first 50 buggers that do so, you get the old shaving kit, which is very, very nice. There's a video on the Instagram page of that kit, actually. We finally got them in.
On the Rock one?
Yes, on the Rock one. And also $10 into your account, so. Bada bing, bada boom.
$520.
Oh my God, it's getting higher.
Just going up.
Okay, Jim's charitable campaign this year for Shave for a Cure involves potentially shaving 330 people at once in Christchurch.
That's right.
On the what date?
On the 19th, which I discovered as well is when old Limpy B is playing down there.
Oh, the biscuit going large in the 03. Yeah. Venues, you've been on to that today. How are we looking?
I have, and I did notice we're not far from Horncastle Arena is a Spates Ale House. Spates Ale House Tower Junction, I believe, in Riccarton, Christchurch.
I have been there many times for a couple of bloody 3-star gold medal ales. You got a number for this bloke?
I do, yeah. Steve, or Greenlam. Gremlin is what he told me to call him. So.
Are you going to organise this on the phone?
Well, yeah, I spoke to one of the bloody bus boys, I don't know.
Radio station. Gremlin, hello?
Gremlin, there he is. G'day, Gremlin. You're the man in charge of the Spates Ale House Tower Junction, I believe.
That's me, buddy.
Hey, mate.
That's me.
Hey, big question to ask you. Are you a big fan of Limp Bizkit?
Who's got a biscuit?
I said, are you a fan of Limp Bizkit, the band?
Yeah, absolutely, mate.
Okay, now the 19th of this month, they are performing down there. At the same time, you want to do something charitable. Are you a big fan of doing something charitable?
I'm a charitable sort of a guy.
Look at that.
Yeah.
He's already
on
fire.
That's what Jim says. That's his catchphrase at the moment.
Hey, we want to host a bit of a shave rave at your place.
Who am I speaking with?
Oh, sorry, this is Jim. It's famous Jim Corthen from the Rock radio station. He should have...
Oh. Where are you guys based and whereabouts?
Well, we're in Auckland, but because I'm planning to come down for the Christchurch gig, but I thought because it's the date that I'm supposed to be shaving my head, I'd like to be able to do this record-breaking head shaved on that day at your venue.
Well, here you clowns are trying to shave 300 heads.
Yeah, 330.
No, he's
actually
heard about it, he's, buddy.
330.
Well, the thing
330
is,
noggin heads.
Because the record at this stage is 329, set by a firefighter's outfit in Canada.
I reckon we can get a couple of 300 here, flat stick.
Yeah, easy. I've been there before, Gremlin, mate. You've got plenty of room to do this.
We have got more room than you can poke a hot stick at.
Okay, so what time can we all come down then?
Well, let's fill your boots at 12 o'clock, shall we?
Midday?
Why not?
All right, mate, I'm going to be in touch further. Gremlin, you're a good man, mate. You are helping to make history.
Thanks, pal.
Thanks, boys. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Me too. Yep. Thank you, mate.
All right,
well done.
Gremlin, midday from the 19th of, on 19th of this month. Charity. Charity. Money. Stick it in my bank. Donate it to Team Rock. Stick it in my bank. Come on. So now we got to work out that the folks down in Christchurch that are off the Limp Bizkit are actually keen to do this. Because I don't know, but if you guys are going to go to a rock gig, you want to shave your head for it, yeah?
I shave my head every day for work, mate. I'm into it.
I'm not ready to take the leap.
I'll just do it anyway, mate. You'd be right. It's pretty much nearly gone anyway. So we'll do that. No offense, but
we'll
let's for those that are in Christchurch, if you're off to Limp Bizkit, even if you're just going to Limp Bizkit this month, ring through because I want to know if I've got people on board to help out with this, you see?
Okay, 0800 Rock Phone. Are you getting in behind Jim? Will you shave your head on the day and join 300 other shaved head geezers going to Limp Bizkit in Christchurch? Hello, The Rock.
Is this Jim?
Yes, it is. Yeah, wait, what's your name?
It's your cousin Jamie from Christchurch.
As in Jamie Hansen.
That's the one.
Jamie Hansen, you're already receding anyway, aren't you, mate? We need to shave your head. Are you coming to Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. This is going to be nice. I haven't seen Jamie in years, actually. This is going to be a good reunion. Jamie, can you meet us at this ale house and shave your head with me?
Oh, sure.
Oh, you good, man. You yeah, bring mate. On board.
That's one.
Get rid of the Mercedes Benz.
You know why? Because he's family. That's why. Good on you, Jay. Oh, this is going to be good. We catch up, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
All right. We got one. 329 phone calls to go. Hello, The Rock. Are you going to be shaving for a cure in Christchurch?
Oh, by the text, though. Live in Christchurch. I'm all for it, mate. I'll shave it any day.
Oh, excellent.
I'm keen to shave my head and add to the record. Even though I'm not going to the gig, they're going to come down and shave
oh,
your
see,
head
this
anyway.
Is good. This is good. Mm. And bring in your mates. Each one of you people bring in 10 people. We need 33 of you. You bring in 10 people with you. There's a record right there.
Thane and Dunks, drive home.
The Rock.
Come on, come on, come on, come on and teach me Tony.
And here he is, New Zealand's favourite comedian.
Here he is.
Tony Lyle.
How's it going, fine young gentleman?
Very good.
Do you like being called a comedian, or is that weird for you?
It's vaguely weird, but it's all right. Yeah, no one else does it apart from Thane, so I can deal with it.
Oh, okay. Because then do you have that pressure of like, oh, God, I better be funny now?
Well, I mean, it is my job, mate. It is my job. It pays the bills.
This is true.
So,
well, we found something else that pays the bills. You were on my Snapchat the other night, just last night.
Oh, was I? What was
on a Wendy's ad.
Oh, yeah, this is true.
I didn't watch the
Wendy's
whole thing.
Tequila Crunch Burger. Go get one now.
Was it a speaking part?
Yeah, mate.
What'd you say?
Oh, welcome to Wendy's. Place your order, that sort of thing. Well, this is all well and good, but I realise I haven't taught you guys anything so far.
Oh,
today.
Yes.
It's the whole point
we're
of
talking about fast food.
Why I'm here is talking, trying to teach you some stuff.
Please.
So what I want to teach you today is how to make $55,000 a year doing Dunk What You Love. Are you interested in learning about that?
Yes, yes, and yes. Sign me up.
There is a company seeking a sex doll tester. Basically, they're
Stop it.
They're making, you know, full-sized women and men dolls. They look very real. I showed one to Thane before we started this and said, what do you think of her? And he said, she looks great. And I said, she's not real, mate. And they look great and they're wanting someone to use them, test them out, try out everything they make, and they're getting paid £55,000 a year. So that's about 10 New Zealand $1,000.
Oh, that's it. What a job. Do you know what? I'm just going to take to the... We've got notes and stuff where you're like, oh, we should talk about that at some stage on the show. And after we got drunk on our bus trip the other week, I had some notes on my phone that obviously we'd been drinking and making notes. Give away a sex doll.
Give away a sex doll.
So we could get... maybe
a high quality sex doll or you just...
No, we talked, we talked about those ridiculously expensive ones, like the 15K or whatever. Is that what I'd be if I got this job?
Yeah, I think you'd be top of the lining it. It'd be all the...
Do they talk to you?
Or if, I'm sure you could program them to say, good work, Dunk. Way to go, buddy. That sort of thing.
You make me proud.
Yeah. Good work, son. You're like, hey.
So how do we apply?
You go online, Google it.
Hang on. This might be one of those stitch-ups and you haven't read the fine print. You're like, yeah, I'm getting paid to have sex with a giant piece of rubber.
It's all true.
I was just thinking to myself, how long into the job will I get bored? And go,
that's what I'm thinking.
When does it just become another daily grind? You're like, oh, bloody another day, another
what happens, if we're releasing 20 new models a week? You've got to be banging a sex robot 20 times a week.
20, mate. Try 600 new types of robot.
Imagine if you had to do it in front of people too.
Yeah, you probably. You're going to have to do it in a room full of people in lab coats.
Some people will be into that though. I mean, this is someone's dream job. Some people might not be into the real thing and they'd rather do it to a big lump of latex.
Yeah. And if
how do you apply?
Here we go. The company is called...
Yeah, here it is.
Silicon Sex World.
Is that the one you got too?
Silicon Sex World, $55,000
Silicon Sex World is looking for someone willing to try out the latest products in London.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you get a trip to London out of it.
Tell
well.
You what, though. Whew,
do you reckon this is a $100,000 marketing campaign?
Hey, it just gets better. You get 22 vacation days, discounted products for family and friends, worldwide travel to events, a free gym membership, a cell phone, and a salary well above minimum wage.
That's amazing. One last question before we wrap this up. What's the name of the company?
SiliconSexWorld.com.
If SiliconSexWorld.com sent you an email and they said, hey, look, we know you're in New Zealand media. We're going to shout you a free doll. Are you taking them up on their offer?
Absolutely. Girls have had it good with that type of thing for so long.
I just feel like
I would love to
I
have something.
I feel like a whole body is just a little bit of admin. Like you're going to need a sack barrow to cart it around the house.
Where are you going to store it? You can't store it in the closet because it's terrifying. Every time you open it up, there's a woman looking back at you.
Give her its own room. Dress her up.
Yeah, see, now
treat her like the family. Kids, here's your auntie.
Auntie. Oh, mate, that's a whole other kettle of fish there. You don't want to be related to your sex robot.
Here's your auntie.
You don't want to be related to your sex robot.
All right. So everyone was keen to get one.
Oh, totally.
I'd put it straight on Tramie, but I'd say yes.
Yeah. You'd take it, wouldn't you? But you'd be selling it.
One use only. One use. Pretty much brand new.
One use. Close enough to new.
Yeah.
The Rock Drive Home with Thane and Dunk.
One half of this radio show is battling away like an absolute trooper. I'm starting to heal up now, though, after this particular injury.
What the hell went on?
So for the last, 3 days, I've had a horrific pain in my foot. Out of the blue, randomly, and for the life of me, it kind of felt like a splinter, but not really, and it was just really bloody annoying. Side note, what's the worst injury you've ever had?
I was carrying a television by myself, and then my back went, and then I tried to save the television and put it down nicely. Then I rolled onto my back and I couldn't get up for a couple of hours because it was very sore. And that's the reason why I don't do anything manual labour like that at all. I get people in to move shit now. I'm not risking my back. It was some of the most horrible pain.
Jeez, that sounds bad. I snapped my Achilles once, same time Dan Carter did his. He was back playing rugby, running round while I still had my moon boot on, I think. And unbelievable how quick they will fit people recover.
Mm.
Anyway, so I've been levelled with this injury, and last night I was like to Dixie, I was like, I'm sick of it. Let's sort it out. There must be something in my foot right now. So I got naked, and I didn't need to get naked, but I got naked anyway. Mm. And then she got the flashlight and a magnifying glass. I was looking at my foot. Guess what I had in my foot?
What?
I got the same thing, which is the number one injury for dog groomers.
What?
There is a thing called a dog hair splinter. I had a hair from one of my dogs.
Kind of like speared you.
Yeah, had penetrated the bottom of my foot. And was just floating about. So every time my sock wriggled across it, bang, 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 just fire in my foot.
Wow. Okay.
I had no idea dog hairs were that strong. They can punch your skin.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Are you Googled up on it?
Yeah, and there's horrific videos of infected ones on YouTube stuff.
Okay.
But very random way to get injured, which is what I'd like to take some calls on right now. 0800 Rock Phone. The most random way you've managed to injure yourself. The worse the injury, the better. Who are we going to first? Hello, The Rock. Who's this? What's your injury?
Wellesley, mate.
Wellesley, what happened?
Broken glass on rugby field. Split me foot right open.
Ooh, how'd that go through the boot?
No, intermediate. We're on barefoot, mate.
Oh, gross.
Not good. That is random.
I hate a cut straight off the bat.
How many stitches, you say?
Done four tendons, the main nerve, the main artery, and multiple veins.
Oh, wow.
Man. Massive man down.
Lacerations. Oof.
Yeah, I was only about 13 stitches for memory. Only a little foot, you know.
Yeah, fair cool. All right, we're off to a good start. Cheers, Wellesley. You. Your injury, please.
I jumped off a car and broke both my feet.
Jumped off a caravan?
No, my car.
Your car, right.
Why were you jumping off your car?
Oh, just out of pure excitement of just being home. I had been out, fucking went to a gig and that, and sort of made my way home by myself and sort of got excited and did some parkour and fucked up.
Love it. Good on you.
Did some parkour and dropped the F-bomb.
Parkour's no good for anyone.
Broke both his feet, though. Yeah. Jeez, that'll be a hard working recovery stage. What's your injury?
Yeah, hey, mate. 8 stitches in my stomach after opening a box, and I was working in a supermarket. Kind of went a bit hard with it, went a bit fast, and straight through the stomach. Ooh. 8 stitches.
Oh, how deep? Could you feel your intestines?
It was fairly deep, hey, man. Yeah.
Could you see inside that type of thing?
Yeah, you could, man. Yeah, it was pretty gory.
Were you chunky? Could you see a layer of fat?
No, I just went up to the boss and said, hey, man, you got a plaster? I just cut my stomach, and he saw it, mate, and he almost fainted.
Wow.
Just rushed me to the emergency centre and got it all stitched up.
Did a lot of damage with the box cutter. You can see why they were worried about in those 9/11 flights.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Adrenaline must have saved you, eh? You know, you'd have gone, all hyped up.
Possibly. Oh, yeah. I was quite young at the time anyway, so yeah.
Good on you. Thank you.
All right, Rob, thank you for your call. We're going to finish on Tory. Mate, what's your injury?
Yeah, hey guys. Dogs had a possum bailed in a tree, and I tried to break a branch off to whack it out, and the branch swung back up, smashed me in the face, and shattered my cheekbone.
Wow. Far yeah. out.
And then the possum gapped it, so, you know, I lost twice that day.
That is amazing. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
What's the pain like on a shattered cheekbone?
Oh, it's pretty wicked. You know how you get a black eye that's kind of just in the eye socket? Yeah. Well, half my face was all black and bruised. And, yeah, doctors at the hospital thought it was the old man.
Domestic violence.
Jeez, any face injuries, they'll ride you hard, eh?
What they do, and they should.
Yeah. Looking at him real dirty, eh? And he's like, no, it was a tree.
Did you smash your, was your cheek all sunk in it, is what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, kind of a bit of a depression and whatnot, but that was after it swelled up like a grapefruit for a few days, and yeah, she was a bit blind for a couple of days in that one eye.
Great
Amazing.
Story.
All right, yeah. Thank you, Tori. Hold there. I'm going to give you a prize. Special commendation on the text machine. Yes. There's a few of them, actually. The guy that broke his toes, dropping a frozen steak on his toes.
Wow.
The guy that pierced his money purse with his own thumbnail while showering.
Wow.
Really vigorously showering.
Yeah, I'd say.
Wow.
Got some speed there.
And also the guy that managed to put his shoulder out while pleasing his girlfriend.
Righto.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Rock Drive Home with Thane and Dunk.
It's time for the average New Zealander to celebrate the good-looking ones. If you see someone hot in traffic, let us know. What they're driving, what they look like, where they are, and a cheesy pickup line. We'll add it to today's human traffic report. You might just hook up.
All right, ladies and gents, here we go. The keyword is human. If you'd like to text in one of these, send your cheesy pickup line and let us know what the person's driving off to 3520 and we will read it out.
Rachel Croft from Croft's Transport in Stillwater, West Coast, South Island is freaking amazing and beautiful.
Ooh, human traffic.
Shout out to the hottie driving the wellness vert truck out of Matamata. I'd love to fertilise her.
Redhead was driving gold Honda CRV through Albany. I'm lost. Can you tell me what road leads to your heart?
Ooh, human traffic.
To the hottie in the blue Corolla plate ELS96. Why don't we meet up and change it to a ELS69er?
Ooh, human traffic.
To the stunner in the grey turbo Mazda hatch in Manly, I'd get you screaming like that turbo in your car. From you know who.
Ooh, human traffic.
Hey, bloody boys, a couple of hot blondes that drive for Simons and Taranaki, you lads should do New Zealand's hottest truck driver.
Human traffic.
Are you allowed to do that in 2018? I don't know. I feel like
all that calendar stuff and all that's very locker room now. It's not in the current climate.
Nah. I think we might have missed the boat on New Zealand's hottest truck driver.
Yeah. The chap in the silver Ranger with the black hard lid travelling south on State Highway 1, Kawakawa, I'll let you lift the lid on my underpants. YOLO!
Ooh, human traffic.
The hot chick at the blue Subaru leaving Fibre Fresh. God damn, we've got to meet.
Checking the orange golden on Wellington Motorway with a pink bow. I can show you my bow. Nerf.
Ooh, human traffic.
To the two Hi-Vis hotties in the Hilux punishing their ice cream on State Highway 1. You can come lick my cone, love.
Ooh, human traffic.
To the Māori guy in the silver Hilux and Mungify, is that your exhaust hanging down or your BBC? Because I can help put it back in. Oh, you can.
Ooh, human traffic.
Shout out to the guy in the Exaro digger working in Huntley. You can final trim me any day.
Oh, nice. And that's your human traffic, everybody.
And if you heard yourself on human traffic, text us on 3520. We can hook you up with the person that told us how hot you were.
Thane and Dunk.
Okay, I'm ready. You ready?
Yeah, I don't know what this is, but I'm ready.
Okay. So I was stuck behind an old person on the bridge today, and they were, you know, the bridge you can go 80. This is Auckland Harbour Bridge.
Mm.
I like to drive the speed limit, so I'm driving 80, 82, 83, pulling
weirdly, if you've ever been to Auckland, you go over the Auckland Harbour Bridge, you'll notice that a lot of people, for some reason, it's like they get scared when they get to the top. They go, whoa, whoa, and they slow down to 60 as they go over the top of the bridge, and then out the other side, they speed up to 80 again. And then if there's a corner, oh, you slow down at 60 again, don't you?
Well, this guy, obviously a very old gentleman, and I can't blame him. He's probably losing his sight or whatever. Slows down to 40 as he comes off the first exit of the Harbour Bridge, which in Auckland's called Shelley Beach Road. And then that's when I know I'm nearly at work. Anyways, I
this is probably best case scenario for New Zealand's most patient driver.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. 40k in front of you. Not going to worry Thane at all, is it?
No, I'm like tailgating this guy. I'm so close to getting him a horn. And plus, I was dealing with some very stressful stuff. So I'm going to make it a mission here. I was having a cigarette this morning on the way. Mm. So it didn't look good. I was driving along, window down, having a quick dart. And this guy's really getting on my case. So he slows down even slower to turn right. And I think, thank God for that. I'm getting past this guy.
Yeah.
This is going to be great. I'm coming to the end of my cigarette. It's still a little bit there. It's burning. And I just want to get rid of it. And I admit, I'm going to exit it through the window. So I'm driving quite close. This guy is about to turn right. I thought he had already turned. By the time I had thrown my cigarette, I had another look. It went straight into this old guy's car window.
Oh.
He had the passenger window open, and then boom. And I thought, my God. I hope
that
this
is horrific.
Is okay. And yeah.
So what do you do in that situation? You've lit a burning cigarette. You've thrown a burning cigarette into some poor old battler's bloody car.
Well, I've done three bad things.
He's driving 40 k's an hour. You're probably not even going to notice, mate. His frigging car's probably going to go up.
I've done three things. I've had a cigarette in the car, which I don't like. I've thrown it out the window, which I don't like.
I don't do it anyway. Because you're Thane Kirby.
I've thrown it into some old guy's car. So
jeez, you're going to hell.
He turns right. I quickly double around to a U-turn, and then I'm honking him. And a beep, 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 beep. Now he thinks...
he's already dealing with a lit cigarette, lighting his interior on fire. Now you're up in behind him, beeping honking the horn.
He thinks I mean to go faster. So now he's taken off. I'm beep, 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 beep. No. So I indicate to overtake him, go in front of him, and then slow him down to nothing, and then we come to a stop sign. I get out. He looks like I'm going to, like, assault him.
Like, mug him.
Absolutely. I go around to his passenger door, open the door, I grab it, I shut it without saying a thing, and then I take off.
That's got to be the weirdest.
Then I come to the Rock. I'm all sweaty because I'm thinking he must have dobbed me in by now.
Oh, the van's got
signage on it. So,
just...
woo! Right in the lightning, man.
There's got to be the weirdest interaction that someone's had with another human in this country today.
Absolutely.
That guy doesn't even know what's happened.
He probably
doesn't even know that it was a cigarette in his car.
Didn't know it. He just knew someone from the Rock went in, opened his car door.
How old was he?
He would have been in his 70s, going 80. He had big, thick glasses on, grey hair, more hair than me, receding, a lot of liver spots. He dressed in brown.
If you didn't need another, I mean, you've already got enough reasons, but just all of this wouldn't have happened if you didn't smoke.
There you go. It's taught me a lesson. You know, I thought I'd pull back after that. I've learned valuable lessons after this, so I don't need to shit from anybody, I think.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm going to say on behalf of the people that are thinking it, you're a terrible human being and you've still got work to do on yourself.
Yeah, I do. And it never stops. It's a 24/7
thing. But thank you for sharing, though, because it was highly amusing.
You know what? It's lightened my load. I feel a whole lot better on my shoulders now, and it's not going to play on my mind as much.
When Thane came in today, I knew something was up, but he didn't say anything because he was sweating when he arrived. Yeah. And I was like, what's wrong? He's like, oh, I've just been dealing with a bit of stuff. Don't want to talk about it. I'm glad we got to prime time and you wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
Thane and Dunk.
It's time to talk medical trials.
Evan, welcome to the show.
Hey, g'day.
Now, for those that don't know, which is probably most of you know, Evan is going to be a guinea pig. I probably shouldn't use that term, but I'm going to anyway, for the Auckland Clinical Studies trial. So he's going to be doing a medical trial, and we're going to be able to check in with Evan as he goes through this trial or the study.
Yeah.
Evan, you applied. Where'd you hear about it, first and foremost?
I actually had a friend who had done a couple of studies, and we were just having a loose chat about it one day, and then I thought, that actually sounds like a good thing to do. Mm. So I jumped on my phone, did a very quick search, and the ACS just popped up, top of the list. Yes, I've done four of them now.
Oh, wow. So this one we're going to be following you through is going to be your fifth one?
Yes, yes.
Oh, unbelievable. Okay, sweet.
And yeah, so they want some background for the type of studies that I do. What they're looking for are healthy volunteers.
Right.
So say, for example, they're going to do a study on hepatitis C. They would want people, well, the one I would go for would be somebody that doesn't have hep C. And then later on, as their trial progresses, they'd start looking at trialing the drug on people with it to see how effective it is.
So you know what trial you're going into so that it's not a mystery?
Yeah. No, not a surprise. And so they're always looking for you to be in your best conditions.
So you've been given the all clear to do this next trial, yeah?
Yeah.
That's exciting. So what the plan on doing is just checking in with you, throughout the process, find out what happens to you when you're staying in overnight. You can tell us what sort of tests they're doing on you and just, I guess, pull the curtain back a wee bit because grey areas of life where not a lot of people come into contact with, but it's actually, from what we're learning, bloody safe and just interesting.
Yeah, I do find them quite fascinating. And the very first one that I did, like 2 years ago, that was on hepatitis C, and that one was pretty much working on a cure.
Wow.
So from my understanding, the drug they trialled on us, once approved and had gone through all its testing stages, pretty much took a course of pills and see you later, hep C.
See you later, alligator.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And you were part of, changing the course of history for mankind, really.
Yeah. When I found out sort of that's where things were at, I was like, well, it's actually really awesome, of course, to be involved. But the fact that they've actually gone as far as being able to cure something like that, that can actually be a huge problem for some people.
Yeah, wow. And how long's this particular trial that you're going to be doing?
So this one's a four-night stay.
Okay.
And so you'll arrive on the first day, do your tests, you pretty much just kick back and relax. And then on the second day, that's when all the excitement happens.
Okay, well, when that's happening, that's when we'll talk to you. Don't tell us now. We want to hear about it when it's happening. And one last question. What are you going to get paid for this four-night one?
So this one here, because they're all different depending on what the study is, on how many tests, how many nights you'd stay, and also the follow-ups too.
Yeah.
They don't kick you out at the end and say thanks. Pay in a few days, they actually monitor you for quite some time afterwards just to make sure that everything is okay.
Yeah, good call.
So this one's going to be $3,800 before tax.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. Not too bad.
Right. Okay, Evan, this is awesome. We're going to be in touch throughout the study and bloody good to have you on the radio show finally and we'll chat soon.
Welcome aboard.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, mate.
Nice work, mate. Thane and Dunks drive home. Thane's going to a new gym at the moment. Basically signed up to the most expensive one in Auckland. Don't know. Well, it's more. What do they call it? A lifestyle club. Hilarious.
Yeah, it's,
you're paying like five times what I pay for my gym that I don't go to a year.
Yeah, I am. But yeah, they've got a great buffet there. And
they've got a buffet. What else they got in this place?
So you go in. So it's got a good, great kids' creche. It's got tennis court facilities. It's got an outside pool, an inside pool. It's got spa and sauna. It's got a quiz night. It's got a fully operating smoothie bar and protein shake bar. It's got a dedicated restaurant. It's got a business centre. And it's got some of the state of art equipment where if you wear your headphones or you can Bluetooth your headphones to one of the machines, you can go, you can press walking. What's that machine I was talking about? Just a walking thing.
It's a treadmill.
Treadmill, that's what you call them. And then you can either watch your three.
Clearly big on the gym side of it.
Yeah. You watch three, you watch Bravo, you can watch all the channels. And then also there's these things where you can go outdoor walking. So you can go to Yosemite Park in the USA, Laguna Beach, and then it just matches the walk that you're walking, the pace, that's what
so
you're
so on the screens.
On the screen.
It looks like you're walking down Laguna Beach in the States.
Laguna Beach. Amazing.
Wow.
It's got jazzercise. It's got the iron. You can pump iron if you
We're
want.
We're probably not far away from smell-o-vision, are we? So you're watching it and then you'll get the smell of the beach coming at you.
Well, every machine.
The friggin' rats of the sky in the background.
Yep. It has a air conditioning unit built into the machine that blows onto your face.
Wow.
Amazing.
All that it sounds just like heaven for an.
I use the buffet,
And it's got the cafe with the eggs Benedict.
Oh man, I had that this morning. Here's my thing: take out the the carbs and just go an extra egg. You won't regret it.
So everything sounds like it's going amazing, except Spain's got one issue with this new gym.
So I go with the wife, and she wears tight yoga pants, practically lives in them. So I'm used to her ass.
Mm.
But, man, left, right and centre, guys are checking around, and guys are ruthless. Did you see even happen when she was pregnant? Ooh, I checked. Pregnant. Oh, yeah, check it out. I don't know what to do. Like, we're training together, and she looks like my personal trainer.
Hmm.
Much fitter than I am. Hot, very hot.
Yeah.
And then, so guys, left, right, and centre are having a look. So I stare back at them. I don't know what, to the point where I have to kind of, take a photo of them just to put them off.
How many are staring at once? Oh, this is brutal.
It is. Probably 2 to 3 type thing. And I'm not over-exaggerating. That's actually what's happening. I'm going
How do you stop that? Because they're going to be there every time you go. Because if you're going at that time, they'll be going at that time.
It's annoying.
Most days.
It's annoying.
And they'll be looking forward to your wife turning up so they can look at her bum.
Yeah. And then I said to her, you don't need makeup at the gym.
She's one of those chicks.
Well, no, she put the touch of makeup on me only because, you know, after, I don't know, she wants to put a lot more effort into it. She goes, you know, people who put an effort in are far better off. And so I thought, okay, well,
Why don't you start putting some effort in?
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm going to this bloody gym.
Now, good on you for going.
Yeah.
If anybody has any ideas on how to stop the pervine, or I can take it, maybe start a Facebook page or an Instagram account where you take photos of dudes that pervert your missus.
And just put it
so
down.
So just snap them like a deer in the headlights. Bang! And then they go up there. This guy looked at my wife's bum today.
Here's one thing I have done. When we've been on a machine and then the person's perving, then I go, oh, stop. Let's go. We walk past the person. We go, oh, don't want that animal looking at you. So they can hear and they go, oh, shit, I've been called out a pervert. Yeah, you have.
Thane and Dunks drive home.
The Rock.
We're talking some rocklesses that met up, and this is a happy ending story.
Great.
They met up on their old school grey linen. It's free. So big thanks to Demon Energy for this one and Auckland Council Music and Parks. The reason I bring this up is because of this message we received through to our Facebook page, Thane. And it's a love story, a Rock Bogan love story.
Hit me.
Didn't want to come on the radio, though. I did ask. You can see the correspondence on the Rock Drive Facebook page. You guys probably get a few good yarns. I've had a few, so I wanted to share this one, my love story. At 2 a.m. on the 1st of March, 1998, on Hot Gossip, I heard a voice and press star. Talked to this guy for 15 minutes. We hit it off. This is one of these, buddy, it was like a live dating line sort of thing. You can record a message and... then got cut off and by some magical fate managed to find him again all through the Hot Gossip messages. 3 times this happened until I asked him for his number.
Oh.
7 hours of talking, just a whole bunch of funny shit. We met up, saw each other pretty much every day except for when I had a 3-day bender. I was 20, I was having fun. Hey! Anyway, we ended up moving into a flat together with his mate in April of 1998.
That's cool.
9 months later in January 99, our daughter was born, then our son in June 2001. From there, it's been pretty much love and happy times, only a few down moments, but that's life. And we're officially celebrate being together, our relationship, on the 12th of March. It's our anniversary. So this year, we'll be partying at Demon Energy Rock the Park on Saturday the 10th.
Nice for it. One, guys.
Having a fancy dinner at Sales Restaurant. Beautiful. On Monday the 12th.
I've been there and it's delicious. Well done.
Isn't that cool?
Really, really good.
I thought I saw that message. I was like, I reckon people would like to hear that.
I feel a lot better.
People, if you want to do the equivalent, all you need to do is grab your mobile phone right now and dial in a random mobile number and just start talking.
We should do it now. I mean, just throw a random number. I'll show you how easy it is.
Okay. Oh, you want to do it? Okay, yeah.
I wonder if it's possible to fall in love. Obviously, I'm not going to fall in love for real.
Just fall in love with your voice and then just say, I think this may be the start of something. I think I'm falling in love with you.
I feel like a kid.
We did a prank call.
Yes.
I feel like John on beam.
Oh, my God. Me too.
Hi, Steve speaking.
Oh, hi. I might have the wrong phone number. Sorry about that.
Okay,
thanks, all the best. Tell him.
Why don't you go through with it? Mate, you got a sexy voice. Oh, he's hung up.
Hello, Joe speaking.
Oh, hi there, Joe. I'm just doing one of these things where I'm calling up a random number and seeing if the person's interested in maybe starting a friendship. Yeah. So apparently a lot of people meet their partners this way.
Where the apartments?
The apartments?
Say, our voice sounds sexy.
Well, your voice sounds very sexy.
Oh, sorry.
Do you have boyfriend? You'd like to see a movie?
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm trying to find a wife.
Huh?
I'm trying to find a girlfriend.
Oh, I think you take the wrong number.
I'm up to talking to anyone, you know. Maybe I could take you out to dinner, buy some flowers, you
She's
know.
Gone.
Jeez.
Yeah, you come in too hot. I want to find a wife after you say a voice is sexy. You've got to bloody warm up to it, mate.
Oh, I don't know. Well, it's tough, isn't it? So I'm glad those guys put it together.
Do you know, this is pulling the curtain back a wee bit. Thane once said to me off here, I might have even said this as an off-air chat, said to me, I'm hopeless with chicks when I'm sober. Gets all flustered and nervous.
Oh,
when
yeah.
he's drunk, though, drunk Thane comes out and full of bravado, a lot of confidence.
That's what women love, confidence.
And Thane has none when he's sober, FYI.
Yeah. Thane and Dunk's Drive Home. The Rock.